Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. We have a happy episode, I think,
yes,
today.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to introduce the star of the show here. Lucas Schmidt's going to give us some, you know, I guess good news?
I mean...
Kind of?
I don't know. Information.
Information?
You can do with it what you will.
What's the information?
For good or ill. That rhymed.
There you go.
All right. We're talking about fiber. Just the basics of fiber.
Yeah.
You know, information is good to have. So that is, yeah, it's good. I'll be positive. We'll be positive.
Be positive. Let's put this in the positive light.
Fiber. I'm not going to demonize fiber. So that's good. I'm not going to tell you it's the best thing in the whole world to eat. I'm just going to give information and you do with it what you will. All right. So this is just basics of fiber. So you've got soluble and insoluble. That's the two types.
Okay.
Okay. Insoluble, we can't digest. We don't break it down, I should say. Bacteria can. Bacteria feast on it and eat it. Soluble breaks down, but it sucks up water, kind of gels up. Okay. Most foods that have fiber have both.
Insoluble and soluble.
Yeah, they have a combination. You know, of course, it's not 50-50. It's a percentage. You know, certain foods have more soluble, certain foods have more insoluble. But generally, fibrous foods contain both.
Okay.
When you consume fiber, I took a few notes to keep me on track because I tend to tangent, so I don't want to do that. Fiber is interesting. So when you consume fiber, soluble and insoluble fiber usually work together to form this sort of barrier, a temporary barrier, in your stomach, intestines, and below. The duodenum, I just wanted to say that word. It's right after the stomach. It forms this barrier there that can block the absorption of things that you may not want to absorb. So, for example, if you eat an apple which has fiber in it, there's sugar in an apple, but there's also fiber. So the fiber sort of builds this barrier so you don't overabsorb the sugar too quickly. It's sort of a cool built-in regulator for the fructose absorption from the sugar.
Okay.
So, which is why nutritionally you'll see a lot of advice when, say, a doctor says, you know, we need to work on your insulin or your A1C or your blood sugar levels. They'll recommend eating some fruit, actually, because there is sugar in fruit, but it's more glycemic friendly than a baked Pop-Tart or, you don't bake a Pop-Tart, you toast it, I guess. You know what? A baked good or junk food.
Right.
Table sugar. It's because table sugar has no fiber, and it has no way to regulate its absorption. It just goes into your system immediately.
Right.
Spikes your blood sugar like crazy. Fruit has a built-in sort of regulator. Berries do in particular. They're also, berries are lower in sugar, but they do have some, but they're very high in fiber. Mm. Raspberries, for example, are very high in fiber. The seeds and the little membranes around the seeds. So they sort of have it's nature's regulating sweet food. It's kind of neat. Vegetables have infinitely less sugar than fruit do, but they also have fiber. So that's one of the functions of fiber. Insoluble fiber is fuel for the gut bacteria as well, the friendly ones that you want. Let's talk about that. I think there's this idea that you should be consuming as much fiber as humanly possible.
Okay.
I don't agree with that idea. We've discussed that a little bit offhand in other podcast episodes. Fiber is beneficial. I'm not saying it isn't, but we can have too much of a good thing, you know. If you overconsume fiber, you can expect to be bloated or constipated.
So it has the opposite effect.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the person, right? So you could be bloated or you could have diarrhea.
Okay. Yeah.
And that probably comes down to the percentage of soluble or insoluble. So you got too much of one, this will happen. A lot of times if you eat like far too much insoluble, believe it or not, diarrhea can occur because it doesn't digest. You can't digest it. Your bacteria do. Well, if you have too much, they're probably not going to eat it all before it passes.
Okay.
And soluble bulks your stool because it pulls moisture together. It gels up.
Okay.
So soluble is the one that kind of makes your poop larger. insoluble gives it material, but if you don't have anything to bind it together, it's just loosely diarrhea.
Right.
So not without getting too graphic, but although can I get more graphic than that? I don't know.
I think that was about it.
That's about as far as we go. So there is such a thing as too much. For example, if you are constipated, of course, speak to your doctor, but I would not suggest piling on as much fiber as possible above. You know, if you clogged your toilet, you don't unclog it with more clog. Like, you don't put toilet paper on top of it.
Right.
You've got to find a way to change the consistency of the clog, or figure out, you know, it's not as simple. Our plumbing is more complex than
right.
house plumbing, but it's an analogy or a metaphor. But just piling on more fiber isn't always going to be the solution. That might cause worse symptoms. So consult your doctor. My addressing constipation would be hydration first, extra water, see if that's the problem. You may just be dehydrated. You can't move through your intestines as well if you're dehydrated. Are you deficient in magnesium? Things like that. All right. That's a little tangent. So I will give a little plug for another episode that we'll do eventually because it's interesting. The good bacteria in your gut need the fiber to fuel them, yes. Insoluble. What about people who do like a carnivore diet? They don't get any fiber. You're like, oh my gosh.
So the carnivore diet, no fiber?
No. Well, not if you're doing a pure carnivore diet. Huh. It's just meat, eggs, about it. There's very little, if any, fiber in that. Those people aren't dead, and their intestines seem to be working. But we'll do another episode on why. It's very interesting.
Stay tuned.
You can change who's colonizing your bacteria, your gut, I should say. By who, I mean which bacteria, which are there more of? And depending on what you feed them and fuel them, that constitutes who's in there and what they're doing. So that's interesting. It's kind of creepy too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in here. Let's move past that though, because that's for another episode. I've already addressed this a little bit. Fructose, fruits, and veggies. So the reason it's beneficial to get your fiber and your sugars from these sources, if you're going to get them, is again because of, like I said, the built-in sort of regulation that happens.
Okay.
The insoluble fiber, think of it like a net. The soluble fiber is like gel that plugs the holes.
Okay.
So that's your barrier that forms in your intestines after you eat some fiber. So that's another reason why people say, for example, that fiber lowers your cholesterol. Have you heard this?
No, I've not
heard
that.
Okay, well, you've heard it now. Apparently, there's some studies and research to suggest that fiber can lower your cholesterol in a good way. Part of that is because it blocks the absorption of some nutritional cholesterol, but it also can fiber can bind to cholesterol, pulling it out of your body. So this isn't to say that it's going to lower it a crazy amount, but research does suggest if you eat a good amount of fiber regularly, you could see an improvement in your bad cholesterol. But you know, I don't like to say flat out that cholesterol is bad. That's another, we've discussed that a little bit too. But if you're wanting to improve some numbers there, fiber is a possible solution. Fiber is also nice because it makes you feel full. Satiety is important. So when you eat a meal and you've got some fiber in there, you know, vegetables, fruit, name it, your source, it's going to fill you up because of that gelling nature, that bulking nature.
Yep.
So it's going to pull water. It makes your stomach feel full. You feel like, oh, I can't eat anymore. And so you're less likely, if it's a problem for you, to overeat or to eat junk food afterwards. So if you want to kind of help regulate yourself, if you know you have a problem with overeating, maybe you eat dinner, but then you're still hungry, so you eat junk food that's in your cabinet, you know?
Yep.
You could try to incorporate fibrous foods into your dinner to lower the chance that you're still peckish after dinner or after your meal.
Kind of like protein.
Similar to protein. Yeah.
In that
so that there's a benefit to it. Now, I will say on the other side, if you're someone who's trying to eat more, which I know is uncommon, but like a bodybuilder, bodybuilders are usually trying to eat lots of food. You've probably seen this. The bodybuilder's eating rice and chicken. That's like the classic thing. A lot of times it's plain white rice because there's no fiber in that. I'm not saying that's the reason they're doing it, but it's also easier. They want that fast energy, and a non-fibrous starch will go right into your bloodstream. You know, you get sugar that helps them. they want to absorb as much protein as possible, as quickly as possible. So there's that. But the added benefit of the white versus brown rice is the no fiber for them. Not going to bloat them, not going to fill them up as fast. So they want that. They don't want that little mesh barrier to block that carb absorption. They want that little spike in blood sugar. So it just depends on who you are and what your goals are, whether or not fiber, you know, a lot of fiber will serve that purpose. But caution, if you eat a ton of fiber all at once, you can expect very painful digestive symptoms. Also, if you're going to go for fiber, go for the whole food variety, berries, fresh fruit, vegetables, there's a long list of vegetables, greens, you know, onions, things like that, peppers, which those are technically fruits, but you don't want to be taking, I wouldn't fill up a giant cup of psyllium husk. Have you heard of psyllium husk, which is bena fiber? You can do that. It's terribly unpleasant, but also there's plenty in whole foods, and you're also going to get more nutrients with that. You're going to get vitamin C, you're going to get antioxidants and things like that, polyphenols if you're eating it in whole food versions. And also the proportions are correct, generally. You know, you eat an apple, it's a nice balanced, nature's designed portion control system. Now you can always eat too many apples, I guess, but you get my drift. It's just a nice complete package. You don't need 1,000 grams of fiber and a big scoop in a cup of water and drink that and say, well, I've got my fiber for the day. You do, but you're going to be in a lot of pain soon. So,
well, that's what I was going to ask you is, like, you know, how do you determine how much to consume? It seems like it's all symptoms based. Like, if you're obviously having diarrhea, you had too much. If you are regulated, you probably have the right amount. But I like what you said with the apple. It's kind of nature's not nature's regulator, but it's a whole thing. You just eat that.
Yeah, nature is the pharmacist.
Right.
She kind of measured it out in a,
right,
in a
right.
good amount
they
of
did
way.
The measuring.
Yeah, yeah. You know, 3 to 4 servings, fresh vegetables or cooked vegetables. Depending on the veggie, you have to cook some of them. If it's like carrot, well, if it's starchier vegetables, some of them work better if you've cooked them. I prefer cooked carrots to raw carrots, but fresh fruits and things like that, 4 or 5 servings, you know. You don't have to go crazy, though. That's a higher serving amount.
Yeah.
And it depends on the fruit. Raspberries, for example, to my knowledge, I think have the highest fiber content per, but based on weight, because of the seeds.
Yeah.
So, you know, you eat a carton of raspberries and an apple later on in the day. Maybe don't eat those both at once. A banana, you know, you're getting a good amount of fiber there. I am more conservative with fiber than I am. Than maybe some people are with, like, gotta get that fiber. You do not want to overdo it. The cost is
right,
and it hurts.
Yeah.
So, and if you're constantly bloated and you're in pain and you're eating for, you know, a raw vegetable, raw fruit diet, you might want to scale back some of that a little bit. The intestines causing excruciating pain is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
That this maybe isn't the best thing to be doing. So, fiber. I mean, maybe not a negative
not
review
negative.
Of it. Just
no.
a neutral.
Information.
Neutral.
Yeah, this is information on fiber.
All right.
Is that a show?
That's a show.
Guys, that's a show. Fiber, Lucas Schmidt, Dive Into Diet. We'll see you guys next time. Don't go away.